In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Hi. My name is Evan Gorland, and you're listening to episode 5 of Real Legitimate Actors, the story of Aiden, Evan, and Sam. Today's inspirational quote: "The challenge of life, I have found, is to build a resume that doesn't simply tell the story about what you want to be, but it's a story about who you want to be." Oprah Winfrey. Previously on Real Legitimate Actors. Aiden Arden,
hey man, what's up?
Now lives in Vancouver, where he recently met a girl, Brittany.
Hi.
Who Sam and I were introduced to last episode.
Hi.
I'm sorry, who am I talking to?
He's settling into Van City, although as you'll hear in this episode, he has yet to find a source of income. Sam Derflit,
hey,
lives in Montreal and has been cast as the lead in a production of the new play Walter's Water Wishes.
It's a non-linear, unconventional, sexualized coming-of-age story of Walter, who sees himself mirrored in amphibians.
I, Evan Gorland, live in Toronto and work at a restaurant. Last episode, I discovered I had a talent agent,
Ifan Baby,
called Abiel, all along.
Sign with me in 2011.
Through him, I booked a major audition of 7 lines at the monumental Sandria Grendon casting agency in Montreal.
Don't look Sandria Grendon in the eye.
However, I was stuck in Toronto and unable to make the audition of a lifetime. Sam Derflit stepped up to the friendship plate and did the audition on my behalf. This is the audition that changed our lives forever, as you will see in today's episode. It was 11 in the morning and my alarm was about to buzz. Before it could, though, a phone call woke me up.
Hello?
Ifan.
Ifan, baby.
Hello?
It's your agent, Abiel.
Oh, Abiel. Hi. Hi.
Congratulations.
Yeah?
You have a callback.
A callback?
Yes, for the Zeman role.
Oh, awesome! Oh, that's awesome! I'm so happy.
You should be, Ifan. Your spot is the same place as last time. Jesus, I forget her name again. Sandria Grendon at 3 o'clock.
Sandria Grendon, one of Canada's premier casting directors and the dominant figure in Montreal's film and television scene.
Oh, 3 o'clock p.m.?
Ifan, you can make it, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll make it. I'll be there. Yeah.
Just relax and do everything you did last time.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I'll be at the audition.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Of course I couldn't make the audition. It was impossible to get to Montreal by 3 o'clock. As I was searching for a solution to my problem, Aiden placed a call to Sam 3,687 kilometers away.
Good morning.
Sam, man, what's up?
Not much, just memorizing some lines for Walter's Water Wishes.
Cool, what's the scene?
It's about cutaneous gas exchange.
I don't even know what that is.
Frogs breathe through their skin, right?
Okay.
And so to do that, they're covered in this mucus which traps moisture on the skin. Then they absorb the oxygen and water from that.
Sure.
I feel like Bill Nye. Yeah, so I'm having thoughts about a girl I had a dream about.
You mean the character?
Yeah, the character in the scene. And, like, I feel this slime or mucus all over my body whenever I think about her.
Help your breath?
Maybe. I don't know. It's a metaphor. But what's up?
Nothing, man. Like, seriously, not much is up.
Cool. It's just that you called me.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I did, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Cool. So what's up?
Yeah, man, I wanted to get help with something.
Okay.
Well, I've been trying to look for a job.
Yeah, that's tough, eh?
Yeah.
How's it going?
I don't know, man. Yesterday, I brought my headshot and resume to one place.
Your headshot?
Yeah.
Where?
To a bookstore.
A bookstore?
Yeah, man.
Aiden, I don't think they want your headshot. Why don't you apply for, like, extra work?
Extra work? Please, man. That's like, not even on my radar, dude. Like, remember the last time that happened?
We had just graduated theater school. We were optimistic, energetic, and full of promise. Aiden had posted a series of videos to his several followers on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, which was relatively new at the time. In the videos, he was on some set, wearing sunglasses, and saying the words,
Hashtag afterlife. Hashtag dreams come true. Hashtag look at me. Hashtag big role in big movie.
Sam and I were impressed.
Wow, you're doing really well.
It was later revealed that he had been doing extra work, which consisted of him standing in a massive crowd and being cut out of the film. The comments on his social media videos turned from congrats dude and everyday hustler to quote one comment, big head, small mind, smaller role. We all learned a valuable lesson.
So I applied to this bookstore because they don't do anything. Like, they just sit behind the counter all day.
Yeah, right. But so, like, I don't think they want your headshot.
They don't even read, man. They're just on the computer.
Yeah, I get that, but, like, I really don't think they need your headshot.
Oh, man, it's a nice headshot.
It'd just be weird. I mean, like, they want your resume, but not your acting resume.
Did you say they don't want my acting resume?
Yeah, they probably just want a resume that says all the jobs you've had that aren't acting. Like, I mean, like, you know that most people don't have acting resumes, right?
You've lost me.
They think that actors just, like, go in front of a camera and say things. And they're like,
we do.
Yeah, I know we do, but they think that's all we know how to do. So they think, like, oh, I'm not going to hire an actor because actors are stupid and all they know how to do is say things.
Yeah, but I'm like, the only other thing I did was car show guy.
Exactly. So, perfect. Yes, yeah, perfect. So put that on your resume.
So what, I just give them a piece of paper with car show guy on it? You understand what I'm saying?
No.
I've only been car show guy.
Great, so put that on it. Evan's calling me, okay? Just put a resume of all the jobs you've had that aren't acting.
Okay. That's the only thing I've done.
Evan.
Evan, Sam.
Hey.
Sam, it's Evan calling.
Yeah, I know. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Sam, I need to talk to you.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, Sam, I got a call back.
What?
My agent called. He says I have a callback.
Wait, for the audition, I did?
Yeah, Sam. Yes, exactly. Sam, you have to do the callback for me.
Evan, why don't you come up for it?
It's in 4 hours, Sam.
Why don't you fly?
Fly? I don't have wings. I'm not made of money, Sam. Besides, you did the first one, and it'd be really weird if I showed up and did the second one.
Hey, man.
What?
It's Aiden.
Oh, Aiden. Oh, you scared the fuck out of me.
You got a callback?
Yeah. Dude, I'm so nervous.
So you still want me to do it?
Could you, man? You did the first one so well, and I've never gotten a callback before. So, like, if you're free to do it, that would be really cool.
Yeah, I could do it.
You could? Oh, that would save my life, man. Right?
Could I do it?
Could you?
I wanna.
Okay. Whoa. They saw me the first time, so I imagine they want to see me again.
Yeah, it's true, Aiden. You're also in Vancouver.
Right.
Okay. So it's in 4 hours?
Yeah, it's at 3 p.m.
Cool.
Wait. Aiden?
Yeah, man?
How are you awake?
Dude, I know, man.
Like, I just woke up.
I know.
For our international listeners, Vancouver is 3 hours behind the rest of the country. It's 11 a.m. in Toronto and Montreal, and on the West Coast...
What time is it there? Like, 8 a.m.?
Yeah, man, I'm going to apply for jobs.
Oh, like a job?
A job, yeah.
Why so early in the day?
I don't know, it's just good to get up early.
Yeah, it is.
Brittany was talking about her ex-boyfriend. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, get up at 6 a.m. every morning and go to the gym.
Wow.
Are you and Brittany, like, seeing each other?
Me and Brittany? No. No.
What? But you hang out, like, a lot now, right?
Yeah. We see each other, like, twice a week.
But you're just friends?
Yeah. We're just friends, man.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, man. She's actually waiting to hear back from UBC, because she applied there.
UBC stands for the University of British Columbia. While the three of us have never stepped foot in a university, we realize that some people need higher education.
Oh, awesome.
What are you going to study there?
Political science, man. I don't get it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she's going to be a politician. Yeah, man, I might be dating the first woman prime minister.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you are.
She would not actually be the first female to hold a position. Kim Campbell was actually Canada's first, but only held a position from June until November 1993.
Oh, shit, guys. Hold on a second. She's calling me now, okay? All right, sorry. Bye, guys.
Oh, can we talk to her again?
Yeah. Aiden?
Aiden?
Bye.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
He was said, we're just friends, and then he was like, I might be dating the first prime minister.
Wow.
You're listening to Real Legitimate Actors, a podcast about reaching your dreams and actually succeeding for real. Having triple-digit listeners is, of course, impressive, and we're almost top of the charts on iTunes, but we'd like to grow our Real Legitimate family even more. Who's the famous 70s female pop star? Cher, which is what you should do with this podcast. Share, like, review, and promote this podcast as best you know how. Or drop us some change on Patreon for the hours of inspiration you've received through this podcast. You're the reason we make this podcast, and your support drives this legitimate machine. I waited with bated breath as Sam did the callback on my behalf. I knew he could nail the audition which would allow me to grace the Zeman set and nail the role on the day. When he had finished the callback, I called him up to see how he did.
Evan?
Hi, Sam, it's Evan calling. Did you do the callback?
Yeah, it went well.
Yeah?
Yeah, the director was there.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I said all 7 lines. Yes, sir. Yes, it was. Doing it now. They are, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And yes, sir.
That doing it now is tricky, eh?
I know. It's a bit of a curveball.
Yeah. So do you think they're going to cast me?
I don't know, but they seem to like me.
Awesome. That's so good.
Anyways, I have to go.
Wait, did they give you any feedback?
No, no. Just a smile.
Oof. Oh, nice.
All right, I have to go.
Oh, okay, but...
Yeah. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
This phone call left some doubt in my mind as to what Sam's true intentions were. Was he using his honed acting skills to manipulate me and wrench the role out from under me? I couldn't tell. All this raced through my mind that night as I worked my evening shift at the restaurant.
Hello?
Hey, man.
Hey, hi, Aiden. Sorry, I have to take this. Hey, man, just give me a second, okay? Excuse me. No, I can't take your order right now. I'm on the phone.
I could call back.
No, dude, it's okay. I just gave you water. These people drink so fast. This table just drank more water than I've drunk all month. Give me 20 minutes, okay? Hey, man. Hey, okay. Okay, I'm free. What's up?
Not much.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm just on set right now doing extra work.
Oh, you're doing extra work?
Yeah, I'm pretty bored, man. Yo, did Sam tell you how his callback was?
My callback?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it went well. He said he did it exactly the same as last time.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'm so nervous about it. Like, this is such a big opportunity for me, Aiden.
Oh, I know, man. 7 lines, right?
Yeah, that's it. 7 lines.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome if you guys got it.
If I get it, yeah. Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Evan, your table 8 wants water, and table 11 wants
milk. Tell those people at 8 that they've been drinking too much water. I brought them water twice. It's unhealthy.
Okay, but 11 really wants their bill.
They paid to sit down, did they not? Why do they want to leave so fast?
They say they wanted the bill for half an hour.
Fine. You know what? One second, Aiden. Hey, hi. You want the bill? Fine. Here it is, and here's the machine. But I just want to let you know that I'm in the middle of a telephone call. Do I come to your place of work and interrupt your phone call?
It's going to be on Visa.
You think I care? Welcome to 2017. These machines know what kind of card you have.
Have a good evening.
Good night. Sorry about that, man. I'm just heading to the back again, okay?
Dude, I could call back.
No, it's okay. How's the extra work going?
They called me up last night, told me to dress like a businessman.
You have clothes for that?
I bought this shirt, and I wore these pants I found.
Nice.
Yeah.
How's the rest of your day gone?
Well, to be honest, man, I got called in at 4:30 this morning.
You've been getting up early recently.
Yeah, man, and now it's like...
It's like 9 p.m.
6 p.m., yeah.
What have you done so far?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, one sec. The fuck? My agent's calling me.
Take it, man. Take the call.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hello?
Ivan?
Yeah, hi. This is Ivan.
Sorry to call you so late, Ivan. Are you free tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations. You got the Z-Man part.
What? I got the part?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Ivan, there's a bit of a mix-up on set, and they need you tomorrow.
What?
They'll send you your call time in the next hour or so.
Okay. They'll send them to me?
You can make it, of course, Ivan.
I can make it. I'll just, sure, that's not even a problem.
Oh, great. Have a good night.
Okay.
And Ivan, have fun tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, bye.
Dude, you're gonna do it?
Yeah.
But didn't Sam book that role?
No, it was me.
You?
Yeah, well, it's my name.
Okay, well, whatever, but you gotta get to Montreal, man. You gotta get there fast. Catch the night bus.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right, the night bus. Okay, I'm gonna go there now. Yeah!
Okay.
Okay, man. I'm leaving!
You've just listened to episode 5 of Real Legitimate Actors, the story of Aiden, Evan, and Sam. Grab our next episode, 6, the mid-series crescendo featuring car chases, broken friendships, and romantic intrigue, when it comes out next week. Thanks again for your support. Today, you heard performances by Adam Alberts, Ezra Famida-Smith, Ian Geldart, David Chinchilla, and Lily McLean. with theme music by Valella Valella. The podcast is made by Ian Geldart.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.